Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, the rowing capital of the world, Skibbereen, basks in a gold medal glow. We'll check in on the celebrations. Baptisms, confirmations and communes are back. How will priests and parishes deal with the backlog? Houses crumbling as a result of mica and pyrite. Barry Lenehan has an update. The law professor who's coping with long COVID tells us how it has impacted her. Des Cahill has the rest of the latest from the Olympics. Anna Geary is back to keep our new fitness regime on track. And from Elvis to Tina Turner, the music documentaries you need to see this summer. Text us 51551, email todaycb@rte.ie or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. But first to that wonderful news this morning. Cork's Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy becoming the first Irish rowers in history to claim a gold medal at the Olympic Games. Let's just relive one more time some of that extraordinary moment in Tokyo earlier this morning.
They're home and hosed. They're ahead by a length. It's Ireland from Germany. And history is made on the water in Tokyo as Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan win gold. Gold for Ireland. Gold for Ireland. Silver for Germany. And the Italians come home in third place. And that is one more chapter of magnificence from the men from County Cork. Brilliant. Sheer brilliant. There's never been an Irish rowing gold before.
George Hamilton bearing witness there. The Irish duo lived up to their favourite status. They edged out Germany, who'd pushed them all the way, with Italy finishing a distant third. Let's cross to the hometown of Skibbereen now, where I'm joined on the line by Violet Hayes, Vice Chair of Skibbereen Rowing Club. Good morning, Violet.
Good morning, Claire.
You can't hear the clip enough, I find.
Absolutely. Doesn't your heart rise? We're ecstatic this morning, and we're just so proud. I think they've done Skibbereen, they've done West Cork, and they certainly have done their country proud.
And listen, I know everyone had an early morning stroke late night last night, but is the town coming alive now as the morning goes on?
Oh, completely. And as it is, the town has rebranded itself, I think. Every shop is filled with buntings, with flags. There are seating areas which have posters on them. All the children are going into our pop-up shop and buying T-shirts with the hashtag Skib to Tokyo. It is just amazing. All the businesses have come on board and have huge posters. So it's incredible. And I think it's just the hard work, the tenacity, the resilience that brought them to this. And also our other athletes, Emily, who won bronze,
yes,
a fantastic bronze. And then Aoife Casey, Dominic's daughter, who raced so brilliantly in the B final to get second. And of course, our former World Coach of the Year, and I think he will be World Coach of the Year again, Dominic Casey.
Yes.
Without him, all this would never happen.
A huge win for him as well. And you've been involved with the club for many years, haven't you? You would have seen the two lads coming up through the ranks.
Absolutely. I can remember the day when Paul was 10 and a guy, Fred Scarlett, who had rowed in the Sydney Olympics for GB in the 8, he won gold at that Olympics, and he brought the medal. He happened to be visiting on holidays. He brought it to the club, and there's a photo doing the rounds with Paul with that medal around his neck.
Do you know, I'm looking at it right now. Paul,
very good.
Paul is standing there with the medal around his neck, looking very shy, standing beside Fred Scarlett. Do you remember that day?
I do indeed. I do indeed. And that gold medal, we had never seen a gold medal. I mean, when you think, Claire, how many few gold medals Ireland has won, it was really something to behold. And Fintan as well. Fintan started rowing when he was 15, a lot older than Paul. And Paul, of course, would have come with his older brother, Gary, and with his father to rowing. But Fintan came, and immediately you could see he was a natural on the water, and with his brother, Jake.
and they stuck with it. I'd love to know what the influence of putting that medal around the 10-year-old neck was on Paul.
Wouldn't you?
I'm sure it had some influence, because we don't all get the opportunity to see that, but clearly it takes a lot more than putting a medal around your neck at the age of 10 to get to winning one. If it was that easy. It's a different type of celebration then for the town when you compare it to what it was like when Rio happened in 2016. But I'm sure there'll be great excitement nonetheless.
Oh, there is. And there is already. I mean, the atmosphere that's there, everyone is just so proud. I mean, even on social media in the early hours of the morning, just seeing the traction on this win, it's humongous. And yes, I mean, Skibbereen, that time when we had the homecoming, that was a day I think nobody in Skibbereen, West Cork or Ireland will forget. But look, it's different times. We've had a very difficult 18 months. The Olympics happened. That's the main thing. Ireland won gold and bronze in rowing. And we will celebrate, but we'll celebrate within the guidelines. And that means there won't be a homecoming like the last time. But who knows, in the future, we'll be able to do something which might mirror what happened before.
Everyone asks, don't they, what's in the water at Skibbereen? How is this club so successful? Whatever the answer is, you can't deny just how wonderful this club is at winning at an international level.
Yeah, it's amazing, Claire. I don't think anything fazes them. You see, look, they train on an amazing stretch of water, but it's the same all over the country. Rowers train very, very hard, and they really have to dig deep. But I think it's also the fact that we're very grounded in the local community. All these rowers are from the parish of Affidown, but equally, Skibbereen and all the hinterland, they just have been so supportive of the club over the years. Rowing is not a cheap sport. It's not something where you catch a ball or you can swim in a pool. It's the equipment is expensive. It takes an awful lot to get the best equipment. And that's something, I suppose, the coaches led out by Dominic Casey and the committee have always worked very hard to make sure that all the young people coming in have had the best opportunity. And the other thing is, we have a schools program, a primary school program, and young people get the opportunity to sample rowing. So it takes the elitism out of it. It's very much a club of the community.
Well, the medal tally that you have now in one town will beat some countries, I'm sure.
Well, we won't say, but our nearest neighbour, I think, is really kind of trailing behind Skibbereen at the moment in the medal tally.
You've more medals than Team GB in rowing.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we're not going to gloat.
No, but it's an extraordinary fact all the same, and we're not gloating at all. Violet, stay on the line if you can. Siobhan Cronin, editor of the Southern Star, based in Skibbereen, joins us now. Hello, Siobhan.
Good morning, Claire.
Were you all secretly expecting this medal?
I think we were cautiously optimistic is a good way of putting it. But, I mean, they were certainly our hot favourites. And I say we'd be very disappointed this morning if it had been any other way. But I listened to Tim Harnessy there this morning, and he did say, you know, anything can go wrong and anything could have gone wrong. And luckily it didn't. But it was absolutely fantastic. I think I'm still a bit hoarse now after shouting at the television at 4 o'clock this morning.
That's allowed. Violet was talking about the homecoming, and there won't be a big event this year. Is there any indication as to what might happen, though?
Not yet. I suppose it's early days yet. And I think I even remember the last time there was a delay before anything was organised. So, I mean, they're just really, I suppose, coming to terms with it at the moment. But, I mean, we had thousands of people in the Fair Green the last time when they came home, and the open-top bus was packed with people with them. So I presume that's not going to happen at all this year. But hopefully we'll see the medals on display somewhere, or maybe an open-top bus. I don't know. But it's early days yet. I think we're not really at the stage of organising a homecoming yet. We're just glowing in the smugness of it all, I think.
I'm sure you heard President Michael D. Higgins' statement earlier today, where he said this will be inspirational for children looking on. But that's what happened the last time too, and there was a big explosion of rowing in the area after 2016.
That's right, absolutely. And we're seeing the fruits of that, I think, even with the girls coming through now. Absolutely, it has really brought it, I think, to a level that anybody can feel they can get involved and, you know, become a rower. Because I was just reflecting that I grew up very close to the marina in Cork City, which would be a big centre for rowing in Cork. And it never dawned on me growing up in the 80s that I could get involved in that. I used to look at them at all and think, wow, wouldn't that be great? never dawned on me that I could, you know, get involved and be a rower. Whereas the kids nowadays, I think as Violet said there, you know, the schools all have programs now in the local area. They do a little bit of rowing coming into the summer. They get a little taste of it. They can decide if they want to continue with it or not. And that all really came about. There was always an element of it, but every single school in the area really got involved with that program after the last, the Rio Olympics.
Yes.
So I'm sure we're going to see that even more now.
Yeah, and as you've both said, this is a real community effort. And to that end, we've Barry Looney, General Manager of the West Cork Hotel in Skibbereen. Good morning, Barry.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. So the hotel is very involved in the club as well. You'd have all the rowers in and out. You feed them on occasion.
Yeah, we do. We try it anyway. Try to fill them up if we can.
And the functions that they would hold, fundraising functions and so on, do you have links in that regard?
We do, yeah. So a lot of their dinner dances and stuff would be in here, and various fundraisers. I know the book launch as well, and heavily involved in the homecoming back in 16 that you were mentioning there earlier.
Mm-hmm. And how did you watch the race, or did you? Were you able to watch it?
We were. We probably stayed up later than we should to watch the race, and a bit hoarse, like Siobhan was saying there as well. And just a kind of a sense of euphoria and delight. Maybe people were quietly confident in this particular race, but as time got on yesterday, I think people were getting a little nervous of anything can happen on the day, maybe a misstroke or something like that. But thankfully, job done, and you can see people are absolutely delighted here today.
And, I mean, this will have an impact right across the board in the community of Skibbereen, but gold medals are not the rowing club is an integral part of the area.
Yeah, look, I think the girls, there's a great sense of community in Skibbereen Rowing Club and a great sense of involvement. And I think it's fantastic to have so many Skibbereen athletes at the Olympics. You know, it's kind of when you stop and think for a minute, it's quite amazing. And that's driven really from the club, the coaches and the parents. They're all very involved in pushing the whole thing forward.
Well, look, enjoy the day and the coming weeks as well. Bask in the glow of the gold medal. Violet Hayes, Siobhan Cronin and Barry Looney talking to us there from Skibbereen.